That's the Gaither family on BFM 87.6. This is BFM 87.6. My name is Pastor Ronnie Johnson, your host, and we are here to aspire to honor God, to know Him, and to make Him known to the city of Port Elizabeth, to Uitenhage, and also Jeffreys Bay, and all the other areas that are in our reach. This morning, it's my honor and privilege to introduce a man of God, and I know sent with a mission. I know he serves the Lord with gladness and with joy, and nothing is important than the Lord in his life. Well, in the studio, all the way from Germany, I have Reverend Ewald Frank. Good morning to you, Reverend Ewald.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Reverend, it is so good for you to be visiting in our city, and I did say you're from Germany. Where exactly are you from, and why are you here in Port Elizabeth?
I'm from the city of Krefeld. It's a small city near Düsseldorf, and I'm traveling to share the word of God with many in all the nations, and the same purpose is what I'm here for. According to Matthew 24:14, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all nations, and this includes South Africa, and this includes Port Elizabeth. And I'm very glad to be here again.
Absolutely. Well, Reverend Ewald, tell us about the call of God on your life. Where did it happen, and how did it all begin?
Well, my life is dedicated to the Lord since 1949. But then something very special happened on April the 2nd, 1962. I never knew, I never prayed for it, that the Lord would speak to me. But I, Brother Frank, in the city of Krefeld, Louisen Street, 160, on the second floor, on April the 2nd, 1962, I heard the all-penetrating, all-commanding voice of the Lord saying these words: "My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word." And as the voice came from up, but from the right, I just fell over on the carpet to my left. And from that day, my life is dedicated to serve the Lord and to share His word. Not interpretations, just the original word as it is written in the Bible.
Absolutely. So what transpired over the years? I mean, here you are, God calling the voice from heaven. What transpired over the years? I'm sure you have testimony after testimony, but what comes to your heart as I ask that question?
Well, I do have testimony after testimony, because I heard the audible voice of the Lord 12 times in my life. Whenever something very special was to happen, the Lord spoke again. But for me, the most important was this original call, a direct commission to share only the word of God. As I said, no interpretation, nothing but just what God said in His word. That is what I'm sharing. But the Lord also gave other directions. For instance, He said, "My servant, rise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. I want to speak to you." And when I read, and the second verse says, "Preach the word, it be in or out of season." We all know the scripture. So my life is absolutely dedicated to the Lord. I don't involve in religions. I don't involve in politics. I just preach the word of God. And I look back to these over 50 years, and having been to 157 countries in this past time, and God has just opened the hearts of millions Even now, I have TV stations, Australia, New Zealand, USA, Canada, Russia, and all over, just sharing the precious word of God now before the second coming of Christ will take place.
Absolutely. Reverend Ewald, have you had any visitations in you know, as God has come to you, and did you have any visitations? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, actually, as I already said, I heard the voice of the Lord a number of times. Mm-hmm. For instance, I had planned a trip to India mm-hmm. in 1976, and I had brought the ticket into the office, and I just sat down, and the Lord spoke, "My servant, cancel your trip to India." And I'm a man to keep my word. I have to keep my word. So I wasn't satisfied with it because the meetings were arranged. So I prayed. I prayed, "Lord, may I go? May I go?" And just, this was around 10 in the morning, about quarter after 11, the Lord spoke more forcefully, "My servant, cancel your trip to India." And to make it short, I was booked on the flight from Bombay to Madras. And on this flight, when the aircraft took off, 96 passengers died in the flames over Bombay in 1976. So the Lord warned me not to take that flight.
Wow, wow. Yes. So God, because God had a purpose and a plan for your life, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? Right now, I'm just going to put all these notes aside and say, you know, Reverend Ewald, you here and you're saying, God is saying, just go and preach the uncompromised word of God. Well, the city of Port Elizabeth is standing in awe right now, and they're ready and they're listening. What word of encouragement, what's the word in your spirit for the city listening to the radio right now?
Yes, we have to understand our Lord especially foretold what will take place directly before he returns in Matthew chapter 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Then he also said, at the end of time, it will be like it was in Sodom. So I'm speaking to the children of God. We'll not change the Sodom condition, but we are calling out God's people to come out from all that is not in agreement with the word and will of God, and be separated and prepare for the return of Christ. We will not change religions, we will not change politics, we will not change anything. We must be changed. And the scripture says, if someone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So my ministry is Matthew 25. "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And then in verse 10, it says, "They that were ready went into the marriage, and the door was closed." So it's an urgency. We cannot take it lightly. Please, please, hear the last message before the return of Christ. Come out, be prepared, be restored, and be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God, especially here in Port Elizabeth. May God bless you and be with you. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Just before we go, Reverend Ewald, I know, you know, you brought "the bridegroom cometh," and when you said that, something happened to my spirit. You know, a lot of times people don't realize that the coming is closer than what we think.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. It's within reach. And that's why our Lord said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, three times you find the statement in the three Gospels. When you see all these things come to pass, then you know. You don't dream, you don't guess, you know. You know the time is here, and the Lord said, "I'm at the door. Look up. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near." And right there in Luke 21, Our Lord said, this generation shall not pass until all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. So there's an urgency. We tell you in the name of the Lord, prepare, get ready, be saved. May your sins be forgiven. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you even be sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of our redemption. Prepare and get ready for the return of Christ.
Absolutely. Well, for more information, if you'd like to hear or read about the ministry that Reverend Ewald Frank is involved, is there a website people can go to, sir?
Yes, there is a website. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we serve at the present time, we serve 172 nations.
Okay.
Just sharing the word of God in many, many languages.
That's right. Yes. You can go to www.freya, and I'm going to spell it. It's F-R-E-I-E dash Fox Mission, V-O-L-K-S Missions, MISSION.DE. All right, .D for Donald E. And that's the website address. And go in there, and then you'll have Pastor Frank, Ewald Frank, and you'll find out what the ministry is all about. And as Pastor said, it is all about the Word of God. Nothing else, no strings attached to it. The plain, uncompromised Word of God.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Your last closing statement and your word of declaration over the city, sir, as we come to a close.
Well, I just have to repeat. I am here in the name of the Lord, and there is a special purpose connected to it, to give the last call to the people of God to prepare for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is imminent, and I ask you to do it and be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we know that you'll be traveling and you'll be visiting different areas of the Eastern Cape. We know that God is with you. And I sense the presence of God in the studio, knowing that here I'm sitting with a servant of the Lord, a one person that's exalting God above everything. And it's all about the Lord and nothing about us humans. All about God. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.